Sport on RTE Radio 1.
An emotional roller coaster of a night for football fans, our Welsh, Polish, Greek and Georgian fans here. Not really an emotional roller coaster for Irish fans last night.
No, not really. I have to say, I was flicking the other matches as well while I was watching it all on
television.
Bit
of a ghost
television.
Train, really, by comparison.
A little bit. I suppose we should congratulate Poland. I'm sure we have lots of Polish listeners this morning. They beat Wales on penalties. They've qualified for the finals. Georgia got through on penalties as well against Greece. And Ukraine, great excitement there. They came from behind to beat Iceland, so they got the final three places.
So Georgia are going to the Euros and we're not.
Yeah, and Switzerland are, Belgium are. You know, we got to see them up close hand last couple of days, really. And you have to say, there's nothing special about Switzerland. Not too much to get excited about in terms of the Irish performance. The goal from the free kick as well, Shaqiri was absolutely, I thought it was a terrific finish. You know, Gavin Bazunu was getting a bit of stick for maybe his positioning, but it was a beautiful kick as well. Lots of positives from the Belgium game, maybe less so last night, and we're still waiting for that goal. It really is frustrating. One of the most experienced campaigners in the group is Seamus Coleman, and he has taken a lot of positives out of the performance last night despite the result. We'll hear his thoughts on John O'Shea as well, but first he reflected on the result with John Kenny.
The result, and it's disappointing, you want to win, and I think it took us a little while to get to grips with the game, you know, to figure them out. But I think once we did figure them out, I thought we were on top. We penned them in quite a lot, and can't really remember them having too many chances. And you know, we need to score obviously when we get opportunities, and you know, that's the aim of the game. But I think performance-wise, the last two games, we've done well. But ultimately, we do know that you have to win the games. But there has been positives, and it's been a very good week around the hotel, around the training complex. We've really enjoyed it.
Would you like John to stay on?
Well, listen, he's done great. Listen, I don't want to say that to make it sound like because he's played me or whatever. But I mean, I know he's not managed before, but he's been around the coaching scene for a long time now. He's been part of the setup, and the way he's carried himself all week. You know, his knowledge of the game, how he is with the players, and not just that, his staff around them have been, you know, really, really impressive. And
tactically?
Tactically, yeah, good. Well, I think you can see from moments tonight, you know, playing with the tens and, you know, trying to get the ball out the other side. And listen, he's been in, 10 days, and you can see definitely what we've been working on and stuff like that. But, you know, from, I suppose, being... take away the player and being an Irishman and a fan, I think you know, he's got all the attributes to be Ireland manager, just how he carries himself, what he's done in the game, and you know, how he's been this week.
In terms of Ireland's performances, obviously we're lacking goals now as well, so does that continue to be a worry?
Listen, we have to score goals, you know, that's something that we know we have to do. But again, it's a collective, you know, it's like when you're conceding, people can point fingers at defenders, but again, it's a collective, and we have to help the forward players and, you know, create as many chances as we can for them. And I'm sure, listen, once we kind of get to grips with the way the manager's playing, listen, we don't know what's next, but I think we've got the quality.
Yeah, Seamus Coleman there. We'll hear from John O'Shea, and Stephen Kelly joins me as well in the next hour. One other significant story, which is FAI related. The Irish Independent is reporting today that Jonathan Hill's future as FAI CEO is in doubt. There seems to be a growing number of staff and delegates within the association who are questioning his position. Now, the paper reporting that senior officials are assessing his future. There's an FAI board meeting which is due to take place later today. Of course, Jonathan Hill involved in that recent controversy over his pay. Before I go, lots of action in the Gaelic Games last night in the Air Grid Leinster Under 20 Football Championship, and wins there for Kildare, Dublin, Laois, Louth and Wicklow. And finally, a quick word of congratulations to jockey Wayne Lord. And great to see him back winning last night in Dundalk. He's only just back from serious injury. His first win in the saddle, did it for Aidan O'Brien. The Aidan O'Brien trained Agenda there in Dundalk.